All he has to do is finish 7th or 8th in that WCC league, and Scott Barnes will pull the trigger on him. And I see Tinkle at Media Day, and he says, you know, gosh, I can't believe they picked a 7th. And I'm going, well, look at what you lost. And he knew something, though. He's basically got the United Nations on that locker. He's got 7 languages in the locker room. He's got guys from all over the world. And he's kind of put it back together in a way that, you know, makes you go, you know, this is kind of going to be an interesting finish. And we're going to watch this conference tournament. I'm going to Vegas for the conference tournament. We're going to watch this conference tournament. You've got, you know, St. Mary's beating Gonzaga for the regular season title. You've got a team like Santa Clara that put 109 points Saturday on Washington State, beating them. It was a must-win situation for Santa Clara. Why? Because they're in a race seeding-wise, and they understand seeding, I can tell you that, based on the final score. They're in a race seeding-wise with Oregon State. Santa Clara, desperate to stay in front of Oregon State, puts 109 points on Washington State and just blasts them. Like, Steven, we were talking about this on Friday. Like, this is something to watch over the weekend. What did we say? You got to watch the Oregon game against Wisconsin. You got to pay attention to Oregon State. They need a win. They're in this race with Santa Clara. Those were two of the biggest stories of the weekend.
Yeah, you know, Oregon State, that's the thing, is Oregon State had to win their game as well. Like, we talked about that, and it was one of those games, but playing against San Diego, where they're not a very good team, so you have to win those games even on the road, even though Oregon State's been a bad road team historically under Wade and Tinkle, but especially this season. They get the W, and then we said, well, because this is a game that Santa Clara could lose. Washington State at home up in Pullman is always a tough place to play, and Santa Clara put it on them. You're right. And then Oregon.
What do you think that was about? Do you think that was about Washington State? Because David Riley, the coach at Washington State, was real down after that game, but I just kind of wonder if that was Santa Clara going, this game is really important to us, and we're better.
Yeah, I think it's the motivation to get that 4 seed. The 4 seed is so important in the West Coast Conference to be a top 14 because you get, you know, the double bye. Like, it is so important. So I think Santa Clara sees that and says, look, we can compete with anybody. We've already beaten Gonzaga at home. Like, if we get that 4 seed and we get all the way to the quarterfinals, we have a legitimate chance to win the West Coast Conference and get to the NCAA tournament. I think St. Mary's is great, but no one fears them like they fear Gonzaga, right? When Gonzaga's rolling, everyone fears them because they're a national title contender. I think most teams in the West Coast Conference say, you know what, if we get to the championship game and it's against St. Mary's, we got a shot, and then we can get to the NCAA tournament. So I think teams are really fighting for those top 4 seeds. I think Santa Clara saw that and really want to take advantage of it.
There you go. There you go. So I am now left thinking about the seeding and how this is all going to unpack and how it's going to matter. John Rothstein, CBS Sports, will be joining us in hour two. John Platts, going with the Johns today. John Platts, Stanford radio broadcaster. What's life like in the ACC? What does he make of watching? He's been real tuned into these Pac-12 teams and the West Coast basketball and the teams that went off to the Big Ten. We shall see. We shall see what happens. All right, here we go to commercial break. John Rothstein coming back.
Window Nation customers have been singing our praises for years. With fast, local service and an industry-leading 96% customer satisfaction rating, it's no wonder.
I researched window companies for the last year to see what the average prices were and the quality of work. Window Nation nailed both.
Get 60% off all windows, plus no interest or payments for 24 months. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Schedule a free estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION.
For over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has been solving problems for business owners. However, the needs of our customers and potential customers have changed dramatically over the years, so we've changed too. If you run a business and want to find out how Pacific Office Automation can help improve your business processes and costs, call us today to request a free workflow audit. Whether it's managed print services, IT services, or data security, we're here to help. PacificOffice.com. Problem solved.
What are you doing?
Hoping the phone will ring.
Hoping, huh? Has business slowed down that much?
You have no idea. A year ago, we had a waiting list. I was turning business away. Now, nothing.
So why haven't you called Alpha Media?
Alpha who?
Alpha Media. They're a marketing company that did a free 360-degree review of my current marketing and put together a campaign that does audio, video, and online marketing. And since then, my sales have doubled.
Double? Where do I reach out?
AdvertisePNW.com.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online, and it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-838-6161. That's 800-838-6161. 800-838-6161.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on My Plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Tony Spezza here with AAA Heating and Cooling to ask you the important questions. Are things heating up in your bedroom at night? Or is it more like a frigid tundra? Hey, I'm not trying to get too personal. I'm just asking about your thermostat. Jeez. Call AAA Heating and Cooling and we'll make it just right.
What do you say? Hey. AAA Heating and Cooling.
CZB number 222.
Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
That was the end of Oregon, Wisconsin on Saturday. Ducks overcame a 17-point deficit, went on to win the game. Our guest is a college basketball insider at CBS Sports. He is also a host of the College Hoops Today podcast for Compass Media. I'm a big fan of this guy's work. John Rothstein is joining us now. Stephen, punch him up for us. John, thanks for making time, man. Oregon over Wisconsin, what'd you think of that one?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I talked to Greg Gard, John, and great to be with you. I talked to Greg Gard on Friday, and, you know, we were talking about, you know, a team in the Big Ten that could go on a run in the NCAA tournament that wasn't right now playing at the top of the league, and he immediately said Oregon. I know he was prepping for them for Saturday's game, but, you know, when you look at the totality of this resume, there's been pockets of real success, the wins over Alabama and Texas A&M, and then obviously the great come-from-behind win on Saturday at the Kohl Center. And, you know, you go back and you look at the history and totality of Dana Altman throughout, obviously, his career at Oregon. He's been to the Sweet 16 five times. Two of those came as a double-digit seed, and the one in 2021 in the bubble came as a seven seed. So it wouldn't shock me if the same thing happens again here in a couple of weeks.
Where do your eyes go kind of on a week like this? Because conference tournaments are coming. Are you looking for those kinds of teams that are just starting to play well, starting to put it together, or kind of what are you thinking at this stage of the season?
You know, John, I've been doing this now about 20 years on the national level, and there's so many different ways to, you know, approach this thing, because last year, 12 of the 32 teams that won, okay, their respective regular season titles did not win the automatic qualifier. So now you're in a situation where, over the next couple weeks, everybody's going to be celebrating certain teams that win the regular season crowns in their respective leagues. That does not directly correlate to postseason success in those respective conference tournaments. It's part of what makes, you know, college basketball, in my opinion, the best sport that we have in our country. But also, another thing you have to kind of look at is there's going to be a lot of mid-major teams that win their respective regular season titles that don't go to the NCAA tournament. It's the dark side of March, as I like to call it.
The dark side of March. I love that. St. Mary's, Randy Bennett, just getting it done at a high level. How do you, you know, when you look at Randy Bennett, the job he does year in and year out at St. Mary's, what's the secret sauce for him?
Well, you know, I said this on our studio show on CBS Sports Network on Saturday, and, you know, I'm going to continue to say it. I'm not saying Randy Bennett should be the National Coach of the Year, but I think if you look in totality about what he's done this year, I think it's a compelling argument that he should at least be in the top five or six. St. Mary's was a program last year, as we know, that won the WCC regular season title. Joshua Jefferson transfers to Iowa State, who's going to be a top eight seed in the NCAA tournament. Aiden Mahaney transfers to UConn. I know he hasn't played a high brand of basketball this year, but he still went to a place that won back-to-back national titles, and St. Mary's is 25-4 and 21 games over 500. I can't speak enough about the job Randy Bennett is doing this season.
John Rothstein, CBS Sports. You can catch him there on the studio show, as I often do, watching games into the evening. He also hosts a podcast, College Hoops Today, for Compass Media. John, that WCC tournament's awfully interesting to a lot of our listeners with, you know, Oregon State trying to fight for a four spot and, you know, Gonzaga, a lot of Gonzaga fans going, hey, what's wrong? Or, you know, are they still Gonzaga? How wild and how wide open do you expect that tournament to feel?
Well, I've said this time and time again, and I'm going to continue to say it. I think you can make the case, because the league has added Oregon State and Washington State, because Gonzaga isn't vintage Gonzaga, that this is going to be the best WCC tournament that we've ever seen. And people are going to talk, as we just did, about St. Mary's, and there's a lot of rationale for that. People are also going to talk about Gonzaga because of what they've done, and there's a lot of rationale for that. But with that said, I want to point out that the team to watch, in my opinion, as the bid stealer in the West Coast Conference Tournament is Santa Clara. John, I was in Northern California in the preseason. I spent a lot of time with this program. When you look at the last couple of years for Santa Clara basketball, they've done everything except make the NCAA tournament. Multiple 21 seasons, multiple first-round picks, Jalen Williams 1 year, Brandon Pajemski another year. The only thing that's missing is a trip to the NCAA tournament. But watching what this team has done, the offensive explosion it had against Gonzaga, what it did Saturday night against Washington State, putting up 109 points and making 23 threes, I think that Santa Clara is the team to keep an eye on in this league. And then remember this, they are part of what is a daunting final week for the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Tomorrow night, Gonzaga plays Santa Clara, and then later in the week, the Zags have to take on a San Francisco team that has already beaten St. Mary's and Boise State at home. That's a tough bet for Mark Few and company.
I am fascinated by that tournament and what's going to happen with Gonzaga. What do you make of their early part of their season and the struggles they had? And, you know, Oregon State gave them all, you know, some people say, okay, these new teams coming in gave you fewer off nights. Or do you think this Gonzaga team maybe just had some holes and wasn't as deep or strong as some other teams?
You know, I just think that Gonzaga, and again, to Mark Few's credit, he rallied this basketball team last year. You know, I think that the talent base probably isn't where it was the last couple of years. I mean, if you look at the team that went to the Elite Eight in 2023 that lost to UConn, you had Drew Timmy, you had Julian Strother, and obviously you had other players around them. I don't see any players of that ilk right now on that basketball team.
Rick Pitino and the job he is doing. Can you maybe speak a little bit about, you know, you had a tweet about St. John's being irrelevant for 25 years. Then they make a hire that changes the trajectory of their program. How important is it to get those hires right?
Well, it's really important. And I can tell you this as somebody who, you know, has lived in the greater New York metropolitan area my whole life. I don't think people understand, you know, what Rick Pitino is doing in terms of the totality, you know, with St. John's program. St. John's hasn't won an NCAA tournament game, John, since 2000. How long ago was that? Jay Wright was the head coach at Hofstra then. That's how long ago it is. Just an NCAA tournament game. Since Lou Carnesecca retired in 1992, okay, St. John's has won a total of 5 NCAA tournament games. UConn, since that time, has won 6 national championships. And I think what Rick Pitino has done this year has proven to all the athletic directors out there who are apprehensive about hiring certain people because of maybe what happened a couple of years ago with the FBI scandal. If you have the can't-miss hire in your grasp, you have to hire him. You can't think twice about it, and that's just something I'm going to continue to say because we are seeing a renaissance right now of St. John's basketball under Rick Pitino. St. John's right now is 20 games over 500. The last time that happened for St. John's, the 85-86 season, when a couple of guys named Mark Jackson and Walter Berry were playing for the Red Storm.
That's fantastic. I was covering IU, and I think IU and Bob Knight lost to Ron Artest, you know, back around, not long before that era. And, you know,
99.
I think it was the year before. And I was covering that. I was a young man then. John Rothstein with us, CBS Sports. You know, John, I am looking at coaches start to tinker. You see, you know, Boise State starts a freshman, you know, puts Peanut into the lineup. You see, you know, BYU goes with a small lineup and wins a game, a big game against Arizona.
What are
the coaches doing this time of year? Some of these coaches that maybe, you know, are tightening the rotations or maybe changing the rotation.
Well, I think you made a great point when you said tightening their rotations because, you know, early on, I think in this climate, John, there's a great feeling, well, we have so much invested in player X, we have to play him, we have to make them feel comfortable. You're now playing for the NCAA tournament. You're now playing to have a chance to go to March Madness. And I watched two teams over the weekend, Boise State and Indiana, downshift, play smaller, and be in a situation where they looked like they were playing their best basketball this season. The decision for BYU to now insert Mawat Mag into that starting lineup has given them better spacing, it's created better ball flow, and you're seeing four guys on the floor who can pass, dribble, and shoot. Now, all of a sudden, you surround Yegor Demon, Down Hall, and Richie Saunders with another guy in a similar ilk. And when you look at Indiana and what Indiana did on Sunday, they sat Mbako and Balo and decided just to play small around Malik Renew and got Indiana a win that I think could get them into the NCAA tournament.
Utah shaking up the coaching staff. Craig Smith out. What do you make of that? Did it surprise you that Utah didn't have more patience?
Shocked, especially considering the fact that just, you know, last week Utah beat Kansas and beat Kansas State at home. You were looking at Craig Smith as a guy who could maybe get something going and playing Utah into a bubble-type situation. Obviously, that's probably, in my opinion, what the Utes administration was fearing because obviously they were, you know, one of an administration that wanted to make a move, and this is the result. But, you know, John, when I started doing this, it was a little over 20 years ago now, and this was before the transfer portal. This was before NIL. But the regular time for a coach to have a chance to turn something was about 4 years. Maybe the coach would get 5 years and so on and so forth. But now we're seeing you got about 3 years probably, and in some cases I think you have two just because there's so much invested in the process.
Let's go back to John Rothstein as a kid. Did you think this is what you were going to do? We go, like, what poster do you have on your bedroom wall?
Wow. You know, I knew that I wanted to be in sports media. I knew I had a passion for college basketball. But as you know, as well as anybody, you know, when you're trying to break into this business, you have to take any opportunity you can. So it took me some time to, you know, carve out a Rolodex, a foundation, a niche to kind of do college basketball full time. I was doing the Rubik's Cube for a while. I was selling real estate. I was paying for my own radio show. I was doing some talk radio show and reporting. So, you know, I didn't start, obviously, on the college basketball beat full time like I was hoping.
It's just such an interesting time because you're right with some of the conference realignment and some of the programs that have made great hires, others not having as much patience. You've heard coaches complaining in the Big Ten. They're not wrong. Mick Cronin complaining, and I think late little after that we had Andy Enfield. Was it Andy Enfield who came out over the weekend and was complaining?
Musselman.
Okay, so these guys, they're not wrong, but is it okay for these guys to be voicing that, hey, there's something wrong with the travel schedule?
I understand why it's frustrating, because it's a travel schedule that's more synonymous with professional sports. Does it make sense for the University of Southern California, an institution that my wife went to, and she was grew up in Massachusetts outside Boston and would only come home, on Christmas. She wouldn't come home for Thanksgiving. Does it make sense for them to be playing Maryland and Rutgers in a league game? No. Does it make sense that we have no power conference in the western part of the United States anymore since the Pac-12 dissipated? No, that doesn't make sense. But these are the situations right now that we have in college sports. I mean, Mick Cronin and Eric Musselman are two great coaches. They're two great guys. And, when this is over, John, because the longer I've done this, and again, I'm getting close to 20 years doing this at CBS, and I was at a regional television network in New York before this, the longer I've done this, the faster the seasons go. In 6 weeks, even if Mick Cronin and Eric Musselman play for a national championship, one of them's going back to Encino and one of them's going back to Manhattan Beach. And you know what? I don't think their kids are going to have student loans. It's not that bad.
I love it. You're right. You're right. That's what the money's for, as Don Draper said back in the day. John, before I let you go, give me a matchup you'd love to see today. I know you're going to see St. John's play tomorrow, but give me a game. Yeah. If we could set a game In your local gym today, who do you want to see play?
Do you want storylines? Do you want, do you want just, in the NCAA tournament? I would love this. And I'm going to give a shout-out right now to one of my bosses at CBS, Dan Weinberg, who's the head of programming, makes all the decisions about where to schedule games. And working with Dan has kind of tutored me, I think, on just what people are looking for. I think the way things are shaping up right now, you're going to have Duke be the one seed in the East region, and St. John's is going to be a top four protected seed. I would love to see in Newark, which is a stone's throw away from New York City, John Shire and Cooper Flagg going up against Rick Pitino and St. John's in a regional final to go to the Final Four at 5:00 Eastern on CBS.
I love it. Let's set it. We could sell that. CBS would love it. Cooper Flagg, a lot of Blazer fans talking about him. What kind of pro is he going to be?
It's like a cheat code with Cooper Flagg. It's kind of like the feeling when you were a kid and you were playing a video game and you put it on the easiest possible level so that you could be in a situation, where you were, having the most success. He is a generational talent. He's the best Duke freshman that we've seen from Zion Williamson, better than Paolo Banchero, better than Vernon Carey. He's appointment television. I was obviously not suspect, but I wanted to see how Flagg would do outside of the ACC, because the ACC has been so poor this year. But he answered that with flying colors the other night. Cooper Flagg's the real deal.
John, I appreciate you, man. I'm a big fan of your work, and anytime games on CBS, I stick around to see what you're going to say afterwards. And so thank you for giving us some of your time, and good luck with you. And along the way here, I know it's just starting to ramp up and your juices are going.
Appreciate it, John. Big fan of your work as well from a distance over the years. And I appreciate you reaching out.
All right. There he goes. John Rothstein. Punch him up, Stephen. CBS Sports, you can see him there. Grab his podcast as well. Love what he had to say. Just love the enthusiasm in general. You can always tell when you encounter people who would do it for free. I'm not saying he should do it for free, but when you find somebody who loves it so much that he would do it for free, don't tell CBS Sports that. Leave it here. Our big splash coming up in hour two. Big announcement coming out of Stanford. Bernard Muir, the athletic director, is stepping down. Kyle Smith, the men's basketball coach, is stepping up. He's had insured a over 500 season. John Platts, longtime radio broadcaster of Stanford Sports, will be joining us. Stick around.
What are you doing?
Hoping the phone will ring.
Hoping, huh?
Has business slowed down that much?
You have no idea. A year ago, we had a waiting list. I was turning business away. Now, nothing.
So why haven't you called Alpha Media?
Alpha who?
Alpha Media. They're a marketing company that did a free 360-degree review of my current marketing and put together a campaign that does audio, video, and online marketing. And since then, my sales have doubled.
Double? Where do I reach out?
AdvertisePNW.com.
Hey, Portland. This is Patrick. For 40 years, Roof Life of Oregon has been in the practice of roof maintenance and replacement of your roof. We also find and fix leaks and do real estate roof certifications. Just ask for Roof Life of Oregon.
Your home. Your savings. Your children. Everything that matters to you is at stake in a divorce, and for many of our clients, a divorce was unwanted. This is Rick Jones. At Goldberg Jones, our team of experienced attorneys handle every aspect of a divorce and custody case. When stakes are high, you need a lawyer you can trust. Husbands and fathers, trust Goldberg Jones. Call 1-800-DIVORCE and get your phone questions answered at no charge.
Serving the greater Portland, Vancouver area.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers.
T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 to learn more.
With autopay plus taxes and fees, plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Motorola Edge on us with 24 monthly bill credits and new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 per line connection charge. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Charger sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
Ready to order?
Yes. We're earning unlimited 3% cash back on dining and entertainment with a Capital One Saver card. So, let's just get one of everything.
Everything?
Fire everything! The Capital One Saver card is at table 27 and they're earning unlimited 3% cash back.
Yes, Chef!
This is so nice.
Had a feeling you'd want 3% cash back on dessert.
Ooh, tiramisu!
Earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining and entertainment with the Capital One Saver card. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138, visit Prevnar20.com, or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
I'm Sia, and I support Humane World for Animals. Together, we have created a new version of Peter Gabriel's beautiful song, Salisbury Hill, to celebrate Humane World for Animals and everything they do. Enjoy the song, and join us in helping Humane World for Animals end animal cruelty.
Grab your things, I want to take you.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Give a loved one a gift, all while supporting the city we love and becoming a part of Portland's legacy. We're talking about a personalized brick in Pioneer Courthouse Square, where proceeds go to support free community arts and cultural programs held in Portland's living room. Purchase online at thesquarepdx.org.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
A little bit of news out of the Stanford campus. Bernard Muir, the longtime athletic director at Stanford, is hanging it up, announcing that he will resign. These ADs are running for the hills like the coaches ran for the hills. I think it has to do with the job being more complicated and different than it used to be. I wrote a piece last year at johncanzano.com, and I checked in with athletic directors in a variety of conferences, from the SEC to the Big Ten to Big 12, ACC and Pac-12 and Mountain West and Big Sky. I mean, I just talked all over the spectrum to athletic directors, and the thing that kept coming up with all of them was that this isn't the job that they signed on for, that the job had changed. And it happens in a lot of industries, okay? Happened in my industry. Newspapers, come on. Like, I heard some of my colleagues who were older and retiring years ago say, this is not the job that it used to be. Why do I have to be on Twitter? What is it about the internet? Like, right, you know, you adapt or you move aside in my business. And there will be a day when yours truly goes, I don't feel like adapting anymore. And that's kind of where people get. I kind of think that's where Bernard Muir is. And the only time I really talked to him, he had such a good story because his father was so influential in what he ended up doing and in sports and certainly becoming Stanford. His father was a Jamaican immigrant. And so it's such a good story that somebody that, you know, and by the way, he had Bernard late. He was like 50 years old when he was born. He was his only child. And he didn't know anything about sports. But he told me that his dad used to take him to Mets and Knicks games when they lived in New York City. Then he moved to Gainesville, Florida when he was 7. And Bernard Muir said that, you know, his father was so supportive of his interests that it was, you know, he just really was, you know, grateful that his dad had kind of fueled or fanned the flame, so to speak, when he was a kid. And that's the only interaction I really had with him. I asked him about his dad, and I included him in this thing that I was doing on Father's Day. And Muir, to me, always struck me as the perfect guy for Stanford because of his experience and his upbringing and what Stanford's trying to do educationally. But the job has changed. And David Shaw would be the first to tell you that, or Chris Peterson would be the second to tell you that. And now you've got ADs doing that. And I do wonder about the athletic directors at Oregon and Oregon State. I wonder about Rob Mullins, and I go, okay, how long is he going to want to do that? And I wonder about Scott Barnes, and I go, hey, he has been charged in the last 3 years with recovering from a massive heart attack that could have taken his life. He recovers from that. The Pac-12 implodes, and Barnes is now one of the, you know, the key stakeholders who's driving the Pac-12 expansion and realignment and media rights conversations. He's on a call today with a bunch of ADs in the New World Pac-12. And, you know, I wonder when all that gets settled, will Scott Barnes be like, hey, I've done, my time is done. Will he go Rulon Gardner and put his wrestling shoes in the middle of the mat and walk off? I don't know. The job has changed. And I think a lot of people who are in these careers for a long time start thinking really hard about whether it, you know, do I really want to do this anymore? That brings us to our big splash, the one thing you need to know.
This is the one thing you absolutely need to know today.
Look at it.
Where?
Down there.
But be
the big splash.
Well, an NFL team has submitted a rule proposal that...